CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. I did hear a question about this past week about being able to do the pre-check-ins. We do have the capability on the repeater now to check in early. If you feel like you might not be at your station or in your mobile rig or on a handheld at the time of the net and you'd still like to have a presence, right, be recognized, you can pre-check in. If you go to the Brars.cc website, Brars.cc, and you look under repeater operations, under net operations, under repeater operations, you can find a pre-check-in link. Follow that link. Excuse me. Follow that link to a dialog page that you can input your name, your location, and your call sign, and you can pre-check in. You have the option of having it announced over there or not, right? You can do a pre-check in without announcement or with an announcement. So you get on the list if you feel like you might not be there, but you still want to check in. That's a pre-check in capability. And then, there are some testing sessions that have opened up various locations with various protocols to adapt to social distancing. So we'll be looking for some new ham radio operators in tonight's net. We'll pause for them at the very beginning of the net to allow them an opportunity to check in. Does anybody need any fills on these two announcements? Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. And recognizing new hams, and they're not fully understanding the protocol and not wanting to mess up, we're going to allow some new hams, if there are any out there that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net first, we'll allow them the opportunity to do so. Any new amateur radio operators that have not checked into a net or have only checked into a couple and would like to go ahead and check in now, call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, nothing heard. Maybe it's a little bit early. Maybe they're still collecting their equipment since they just got their license. But we have heard people on that section of the net in the past, and we will probably hear them in the future. And we do have a couple Echolink stations this evening, so we're going to start with Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November Golf, K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley, negative, negative, and hello to Jim.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, I'm in Salina, Kansas. Be negative and negative. It's good to hear you, Fletch.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize our pre-check-ins this evening are W4FCM, that's Fred. He is in Traveler's Rest, and he is bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Fred, if you're listening, appreciate you doing the early check-in thing. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. And KD2RKN, that's Jason over in Williamson, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, William, or Jason, if you're out there from Williamson. And our Echolink stations, K4YNG, that's Fletch over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Hope you're doing well. KW4TS, that's Jim, who's in Salina, Kansas. Be careful out there on the mobile, Jim. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And tonight being Monday night, we're going to begin the RF section with Echo Through Hotel. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called that begin with letters E through H. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in WB4, Fox Echo Echo Dan, over in northern Simpsonville with a little rain. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in and out tonight, please.
JW. Battery now. I picked up another one. W4DJW, please check in Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment.
JW, the Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry up in Candler on, well, stick around for we'll write you tonight.
JW. We hope you had a good afternoon. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Fox, Trot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4, HTP, Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he will be negative and negative also. Thank you.
Control. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, John, and I'm in Hunya Pass, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be a short time.
Okay, that was a really good start to the net this evening. That control would like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Dan. I haven't been able to call Peter yet, but I'm getting around to it. I'm going to keep trying. It was a busy week this week. And K4GAT, that's Michael over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Michael. Hope you're doing well. KC4EZN, that's Harry and Chandler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. I've got you down for comments. I see you on the credits board for COVID-19 crunching. Good to see your call sign up there, Harry. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And KK4FTU, that's Richard over in Slaptown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Always got that positive attitude. Appreciate you being with us on this net. You cheer everything up. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's in Simpsonville, bringing with her W2MJB, that's Mark. Yeah, we're getting some pouring down rain over here, Wendy. I don't know about you and Mark, but it was gully washer here just a few minutes ago. I think it might have lightened up a little bit. But anyway, appreciate you guys being with us tonight. Wendy, Mark, hope you're having a good start to the week. And KF4CKT, that's John over in Honeypath. He's short time. Feel free to secure it at your leisure. John, appreciate you taking the time to stop in this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, it appears we've got that group in a single pass. We'll go ahead now and jump up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of call that begins with letters I through L. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Have you?
Don't
feel this time here. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DJW.
Please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex in Columbus, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments. Back to net.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James sitting up on this rainy mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
DJW. Check in Kilo Foxtrot 7, Juliet India Gulf, that's KF7JIG, Tom and Seneca. I'm negative and negative.
W. Not a turn, but I'm on another net on the HF. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Okay, there's another good group. Net control like recognized W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher. Hey, Sid, good. Appreciate you stopping by. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And everyone be sure and stop in with Sid on Sundays at 8. He's got a really good net. I was able to check into that one yesterday. That's a good net. I'm sure you would enjoy it, and I'm sure he would appreciate it. That's 8 o'clock with a tone of appeal tone of 91.5 at 146.64. Just a click or two up from where we are right here, 146.64. That's hosted by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. This is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, so our names are very similar. Our calls are very similar, too. He uses the W4YK call sign when he calls that net instead of his W4IOE call sign. So just recognize that when you get over there. That is Sid, but he's using the W4YK, the club call sign. Sid, we do appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. and W4JHU. That's Ellis over in Columbus, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Ellis. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KK4JFO, that's James up in Tuxedo. Always good to have you on the net, James. Appreciate you stopping by this evening and checking in with us. And no wonder I couldn't get that call. I got K47. I guess it's KF7G, JIG. Is that right, Tom? KF7GIG? I typed a K47. We know that that's not right.
F7JIG. I'm here just to mess you up.
Okay, it took me a second to correct my database. I knew something was wrong with that. K47JIG does not compute with my logbook, but KF7JIG does. That's Tom over in Seneca. Appreciate your patience with me, Tom. Hope you're having a great evening. And WU2T, that's John, who's double-timing. He's checking into this net while he's on another net on HF. Good to have you with us tonight, Rusty. Your name comes up in my book as John, but for Rusty. So I apologize for calling you John there, Rusty. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're enjoying that other net as well. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This rain gonna stop. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
J-Dub. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI on HT. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table in the rain. They talk like it's going to be the next few days still.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He makes his home in Greer along with Miss Donna, KEC4MFK. Larry, it was jumping out by the bucket loads here just a little while ago. Clean all the gutters out. Anyway, I was supposed to plant trees today, but I didn't do it. Probably a good thing. They might have washed away. It might have floated up out of the holes and washed away. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock, who informs us that this isn't going to be a short-time thing. It's going to last on through the week. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Appreciate the heads up. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we'll bump it up to the Mike through Papa group, session with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Arena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, while in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Always good to hear you on the net. And K4OSH. That's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of suffix their call. It begins with letters Q through T, and we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hello, DJW.
Please check
in. Quebec November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman. I just put my head out the door, and it's not raining here, and I'll hang around.
DJW. Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative 73.
Next, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John in Inman, where it's not raining yet. It might be headed your way. It didn't last very long when it came through here, John, but it did dump a bunch of water. And I'm going to be back to you in just a little bit. I got you down on the rag sheet list. And WN4S, that's Chris over in Greenville. Good to have you this night, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, go back through Tango. Okay, that group must be hanging out for second shift. Hopefully our rag chewers will get us through till they reappear on second shift. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call that begins with the letters U through Z. You might check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
For DJW. Commercial break there. This is K4VKN, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, Allen in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative, getting everybody in the net.
Okay, Allen, it's looking like you've got U through Z all to yourself. And that control like to recognize K4VKN, that's Allen over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Any other stations? Uniform through Zulu that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like that's going to be a second shift group as well. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the patient group, the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. K4BAN. Alex and Clemson. Day to day.
W. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. Be negative, negative. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73s.
Okay, now control lock recognize K4VKN. That's Alan, who I've already recognized over in Piedmont. I didn't check you off the list. Good to have you with us tonight, Alan. Appreciate you being here. And K4BAN, that's Alex over in Clemson. Good to have you with us tonight, Alex. Hey, have you seen the post that I put out there in the Team Sci-Fi Forum about the Raspberry Pi cluster versus an i9?
I guess you've got both and you're comparing them. I actually think I've got a couple of my computers that are down right now.
Yeah, I just wanted to make you aware of it. If you get a chance, go out there and look at the Team Forum website. And it's not on the Boink pages. We've got our own forum. If you don't have that link, I can send it to you. But it'd make you proud. The Raspberry Pis are out crunching an i9-9900 with 16 CPUs and 32 gigs of RAM. They're beating it, and they're like one-third the cost. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in that. Check it out if you get a chance. If you don't have the link, let me know, and I'll send it to you. And Net Control like to recognize KO4AOW. That's David over in Inman. Got that great audio coming in here tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that wraps us around to the beginning of the alphabet, the alphabetic groups. So we're going to open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Watching the race and about missed the knee. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
DJW. Hey, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative.
DJW. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, SK4XB. Name is Tommy. Location, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, that last station that checked in, you're really, really down in the white noise. I heard a K, and it sounded like you might have even had two call signs that you checked in, but you were really, really low down in the white noise, so I couldn't get a whole lot of that. So if you could, move around, bump up your power, try to get a better X, look at it as I'm talking on, if it's a handheld that you're on, and see where it peaks out. Move it around until you see that S meter go to the highest level, and then hold it still right there while you talk to me. That'll give you a better signal back to me, and it doesn't have to move by much. Net Control like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt over in Emmon. Good to have you. It's night, Walt. Hope you're enjoying the race. Appreciate you taking the time out to come over here and check in with us. Enjoy that race. KRN4HHC, that's Warren over in Taylor. You're sounding good tonight, Warren. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And W4FHJ, that's Gene in Taylor. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you being here this evening. Hope you're having a great Monday. Any other stations, including that station that are, we've got a whole bunch of Echolink stations. Let's go ahead and give a little bit of room for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
This Kilo Juliet 4 Delta Foxtrot Papa, KJ4DFP. Keith from Roberta, Georgia. Good evening, everyone. You're doing a great job handling the net, and I'll turn it back over to you. No report. KJ4DFP.
Before DJW, please check in and out Kilo 4 Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're trying to stay dry at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Negative, negative. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4DFP, Delta Foxtrot Papa. That's Keith over in Roberta, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Keith. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening and using the Echolink node. And K4ZZX, that's Steve in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Hope all's going well with you. We do appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Bro, check in and out. KI4VIS, Ricky, over here in Fingerville. Check me in and out. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, on that last call, I got KI4 something, and I think N, but I'm not sure. So we'll try it one more time. Net Control Electronics recognize K4VIS. That's Ricky in Fingerville. Good to have you with us tonight, Ricky. Let me know if I got that right. I think it's Kilo 4 Victor India Sierra, but correct me if I'm wrong. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ricky. And that other station that was trying to check in, you're getting closer. Try it one more time. I've got KI4, but I'm not sure about the suffix.
Four Kilo Papa Quebec. I'll be in and out, sir.
Okay, that did the trick. Net Control Electric Nice KI4 KPQ. That's Ben over in Arden, North Carolina. Appreciate your patience with me, Ben. We got you checked in. And take care and be safe. And Ricky, did I get your call correct? Is that K4VIS? Okay, I'm going to go with that. Appreciate both of you being here this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, sounds like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Chandler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. How's the number crunching going?
74DJW, KC4EZN. I'm not real sure that I understand all I see, but I've got five computers running. They're all old, so we're not super fast, but I've been a little bit surprised. I've got a Dell, it's the military grade, I think it's an M6300. laptop is 17 inch. It weighs about a ton and a half, which I guess if you're in the military, you're used to carrying heavy stuff. Anyway, I really like it, and I have been surprised at how well it works. It's a Core 2 Duo processor. The other two I've got hooked up are i5s, and then I've got a couple of AMD dual cores running. They don't run real fast. But anyway, I've got five running, and it's gone through two or three iterations. I'm not totally sure what I understand. I just went through and set it up to where the least amount of touching things doesn't interrupt things. Anyway, poking along, it was kind of interesting to watch the screensaver. I'm assuming that what it's doing is taking some of these proteins, and it's kind of like dumping a million piece puzzle kit out in front of 1,000 people, and you pick up a piece and see if you can find a piece that looks like it matches. At least ways that's what I think I understand. But it's kind of interesting watching that screensaver roll those things around and see what it's doing. But I try not disturb it too much, just because they're not real fast, and if it any time you mess with it, it takes it a while to recover and go back to work. So I leave it alone. But other than that, been having a little bit of fun with the radio. 6 meters into Texas was working pretty good this morning, and worked a couple of folks. I looked at my log, and right now I've got 25 states on 6 meters, believe it or not. And all I've got up is just a dipole. When I built my main antenna, after I got all the stuff put on it that I was going to do, there was a wire leg in the floor, and I measured it, and it was just a little bit more than I needed for a 6 meter dipole, and so I soldered two more wires to this thing, and that's what I'm using and having fun with. But anyway, we'll turn it back to you and see what's happening your way. As far as I can tell, it's not raining up here in Candler yet, but I got the grass mowed today, so it can rain till at least next Monday, and as long as it doesn't turn into a gully washer, we're good to go. W4DJWKC4EZN.
Well, Harry, I don't understand all about those protein folding things either. I have gone back over their website, I'd say about four times, and read it over and over and over again, trying to understand exactly what they're doing. But the way they explain it is it's like holding a chain by your hands in between the last links in between your hands and pulling it tight and then dropping it on the table and then seeing how it lands and looking at how the links are folded over one another when it lands. And some form or fashion, I don't know whether it's while it's dropping or after it hits the table and what pattern it represents, but they can extrapolate a strength level or a weakness level, and they're looking for the lowest weakness or the highest weakness, the lowest level of energy that they can get, which is the weaker proteins. And maybe that's where they start experimenting. I don't know. They're doing it virtually because they can get a lot more done virtually than if they have to actually do that in the lab. So that's beyond me too, but it is kind of fun to crunch the numbers. I tweaked the Raspberry Pis to get a little bit more performance by either compressing the RAM or overclocking them or adding to them or just playing around with it, trying to eke out as much performance as I can out of the lowest cost. So the goal there is to get the most work units with the lowest investment possible. They do burn very little in terms of electricity compared to a full-size computer. But it's kind of a hobby. It's something I used to do back in the 90s and the early 2000s, and I got out of it for a long time, but it's kind of fun getting back into it. And 6 meters, that's very good. 25 states on 6 meters, that's much more than I ever got. I didn't have the patience to do six meters very much. I did do it a few times. Did 10 meters more than I did 6 meters, but most of the time was 20, 40, 80, some 15 and 17 was about the most where I spent most of my time when I was doing HF a lot. And cutting grass, I got the grass cut yesterday morning, I believe it was, before it completely dried out, but it was dry enough to where it didn't clump up on the lawnmower under the deck. It still sprayed it out across the yard so the grass blades would blend in and didn't have to do any raking. But, yeah, I'm glad both of us got that done this weekend. our lawns won't look shaggy throughout the week. But other than that, it's back to work tomorrow. Do you have the day off?
I took the day off December 31st, 1999. That was when I retired. So I've had the day off now for just a little over 20 years.
Well, I guess all the days kind of run together with you then, don't they? Well, that's good. You've had a nice long stretch.
Well, I used to think that it was going to be like that, but somehow or another, there's always something that's fun to do that's a little bit different. I have often wondered, I got very heavily involved with Boy Scouts when my son was in Scouts, and when he left, then I started having real fun, because I quit being dad and started having fun for myself. But how I did what I did while I was working 40 to sometimes 50 hours a week, I worked for American Inc., which we built the plant down in Clemson, and then BASF bought us. Of course, they had the plant over in Anderson, and I got to do a couple of projects in those two plants, so there was a little bit of traveling doing, and then we built a carpet yarn factory in China right before I retired. That was one of the last bigger things I worked on. That was kind of interesting, but I don't know how I got either had time to go to work or had time to do what I did when I was doing both, because I look now and I'm a little more protective of my personal time. I like to, what I call front porch time, just go sit and breathe and listen to the neighbor mow the grass or whatever and let the mind go into neutral. That's kind of fun too, but finding something to do is not a problem. Saying no to some of it, because most of it's a whole lot of fun. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Dave, and let you. I think you had somebody else. I know John's out there. He'll help eat up, bring this second shift in too. So we'll pass it back to you and let you see who's next. W4DJW, KC4EZN. I enjoyed this, Dave. And I'll say I'm enjoying watching the screensaver on that program. It's kind of fun to watch. It's almost like the old teapot screensaver that Microsoft used to have. It's KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry, and that taking a break throughout the day, that's something since we've gone into lockdown, our CEO records like a 5-minute video once a week, and at the beginning of the week, we watch the video, and that's one of the things he said to do. Take a break. Go outside. Sit on the porch. Walk the dog. Get your mind off of work. And so I do that now about 15 minutes a day. Usually I eat at my desk while I'm working. And usually I don't take any breaks. I just work right through it. But now I'll find an opening and I'll take the dog out. The dog and the cat, both of them like to go outside. I'll take them out. I'll sit on the porch. I'll get the mail, bring the mailbox, mail back to the front steps and just sit there and let the dog and the cat play around in the front yard until 15 minutes is up. And then I get up and go back in and go back to the grind. But anyway, I hope I get a long stretch with retirement like you did. I know you're enjoying it. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion. We'll see a second shift is here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. KN. Again, Kilo, November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. Given, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is Dave, and everybody on that.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That's Kevin in Fountain Inn. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Hope all is going well with you. Hope you're enjoying the new job. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. any other stations all the way through the alphabet. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. I just got another downpour, John. Have you got anything yet?
This is KN4RJN. No, we got some, I got the grass mowed today, too, and as soon as I got done, it, you know, kind of drizzled for a little while and then quit, and I haven't seen a drop this evening. I poked my head out the door just a moment ago and didn't see anything, so... And you're not that far away from me, so it's skirting me, apparently.
Well, it's come down heavy here just a few minutes ago, and then before the net, I took Maggie, that's the party Yorkie, I took her into the bedroom with Amy and closed the door, because sometimes she likes to bark at me while I'm calling the net. And Amy was on the phone, and sometimes she talks kind of loud. You could probably hear her if I left the door open. And she looked at me and she said, are you hearing that right? It was coming down. It was beating on the roof. But evidently, the ridge line is somewhere between us, if you're not getting any.
KN4RJN, yeah, I pull up the radio. I hate to interrupt my computer while it's doing its thing. I'll have to pull up the radar and look at it and see where it's running. But I'm not getting anything here.
Well, I don't know which direction it's coming from or which direction it's going. I knew that we were supposed to get some earlier in the day, and I guess it's just late arriving. But it's here, so your number crunching is going okay. You say you've got one computer that's crunching, and the other two need work?
Well, I've got two running right now that are one I normally use, and this other little one that's got a cracked screen. I put him up in the window and hooked him up and got him going. Yeah, I've got to work on the other two, but been working with my granddaughter with her schoolwork online, and you know all the issues involved in that. And today we got a day off, but from that. But and tomorrow I've got to go ahead. I got a doctor's appointment. It's going to shoot a good chunk of my morning. But I hope it doesn't rain too much here. I'm putting a fence in the backyard for the dog to run around out there, and they delivered all the materials today, so there's several bags of sackcrete sitting out there, and hopefully that won't get wet. But they're supposed to put it in tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
So what are you building back there, like a concrete slab?
Putting in a chain link fence. The concrete's to set the poles, but about 100 feet of chain link fence to give the dog a big area to run around in back there so we can go out and get her some exercise. I've been giving her too many treats. When you first got her, you could see her ribs and her backbone, and now she's starting to get fat, so I got to get her some more exercise.
Well, that ought to do the trick when they get out there and run. How big is the dog? What, is that like a medium-sized, large, or small dog?
Boxer mix. She should weigh around 50 pounds or so. And the last time I went to the vet with her, she was about 60. So we need to peel a couple pounds off of her. But she spent most of her life on the end of the chain being underfed, and so she's pretty food insecure. So anything resembling food, she will eat. And when I go up to make lunch, I have to leave her down here because I can't make my lunch without, you know, tripping over her because she's right there, you know, wanting a treat. But, yeah, she's just a mutt. Boxer mix. Got a lot of boxer in her, but something else too. I'm not sure what, but she was a rescue dog.
Well, that reminds me of a video that I saw on a social media website where a girl had her two, I guess they were either, yeah, I think they were golden retrievers. That's what they looked like anyway. And so her dogs did the same thing yours does, and the same thing mine does when I'm eating too. I usually go get her a treat, and that distracts her before I start eating. But then she comes and sits down and just stares at me while I'm eating. But I saw a girl that had two golden retrievers, and she got a plate out and put the plate down on the coffee table and sat down, and she got a spoon, and she acted like she was eating. There's nothing on the plate. It was empty. She started eating off of the empty plate, and the two golden retrievers would look at her, and they'd look at the food, and they'd put their nose up there in the plate, and they'd look at her eating the no food that was there, and it just confounded them. They just couldn't figure out what was going on there. They'd stand up, turn around in a circle, and look back at her, and put their head down, and like, what are you doing? They'd look at each other, they'd look at the plate, they'd look at her. They did not understand that.
I've seen that video. That was funny. Well, I've got a box of treats that sit on top of the my dart cabinet down here in the basement, and I've got this dog trained to the point where I don't have to tell her to sit. I just point at the box, and as soon as I point at the box, whatever she's doing, she'll stop and sit and stare at the box, and then I have to get the treat out and give it to her. But yeah, she, you know. Anything, you know, resembling food, she's going to go after it. And when we bring her upstairs, I have to keep an eye on her to keep her out of the cat's food. And we had a kind of a little gate around, kind of a big gate around the cat's food and the cat pan so they could, you know, not get bothered. And that got to be too much of a pain to try and step over. And it had a small door that I didn't think she could get through, but by golly, she could. She could squeeze through there and get into the cat food. And of course, she'll suck off. You know, I've got an automatic feeder for them. It's just a big jar with that gravity feeds it down into the bowl, and she'll suck that thing, you know, dry if you let her.
Well, I got one. I know exactly what you're talking about. I got a pair of those off Amazon, one for water and one for food for the cat. And I only have to fill that thing once every 2 months, maybe even 2.5 months. And she's down there eating all the time, but the dog will not eat cat food. She'll go down there and she'll sniff it. She won't even drink out of the cat's water bowl. She'll sniff it when she walks by it, but then she just keeps on walking. She won't eat it. She's kind of finicky. But the cat eats that. And then the cat also eats after the dog. So after the dog eats, cat goes in there and licks the bowl clean. So anyway, they both get fed too much, but try to limit their intake so that they don't get too overweight. But I'll tell you, when that cat jumps up on the bed and pounces down on you, the cat's a lot heavier than the dog. Dog's supposed to be 9 pounds, but she's about 11, and the cat probably weighs 25 pounds. It's a heavy cat.
I've got one older cat that's about 19 pounds. She doesn't do a whole lot through the day. She sleeps a lot, but as soon as I lay down, she's either, you know, up my arm or on my chest. And the cat that I lost here about this time last year, Fred, he was a big boy. He was over 20 pounds. And he liked to sleep on my chest, and that's like having, and you know, that makes it hard to breathe. Those commercials where the COPD, and they got the guy laying there with an elephant on his chest, that's kind of what it felt like.
They like to do that, and I believe their body temperature is hotter than ours, because when Lucy is her name, and when she's laying on you, it gets hot. You have to get her up and get her off of you. Because I think they're a few degrees hotter than we are. And it's like she's always cold. My wife likes it colder in the house than I do. But I think the cat with a higher temperature, body temperature, cold affects them more. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But anyway, let me check to see if I got any other check-ins. I'll be right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, John, looks like we got all the second ship. What else you got this evening?
Kilo, Golf, 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, and Liberty.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KG4LPF. That's Sam and Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Sam. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, John, back to you.
Yeah, I think my cat chews me as a hot water bottle. My wife says my body is very hot. and I'm usually cold-natured. I'm sitting down here in the basement. I just checked the temperature outside. My phone says it's 77 degrees, and I'm sitting down here in the basement with a hoodie on,
because she keeps it fairly cold. But all the animals cluster around me, and the dog, the cats, everybody climbs on top of me whenever I lay down.
That must be because you're the one that feeds them. I feed the animals around here, and they do the same thing with me. I can go downstairs and sit, and before you know it, they're both down there. I can be up here doing something, and they're both up here. I can go in the bedroom, and they're both in the bedroom. They're not there immediately, but they show up after a few minutes. They just appear. I think that's because they're following the one that feeds them, but I don't know 100%.
I don't know either, but I'm the emotional support human for this dog. She doesn't like not being able to at least see me, if not be in my lap. And 60 pounds is a bit much for a lap dog.
There you go. Well, I know he or she appreciates you bailing them out from their poor environment that she was in or he was in before this. Before you pick them up, and they can be most appreciative when they come from something like that. Rescue dogs usually are a whole lot friendlier.
Yeah, I think she's dreaming right now. She's laying on I got a little bed here next to my desk, and she's laying there twitching, and I don't know if she's chasing a rabbit or what she's doing, but it's funny to watch her sleep.
Maggie does that sometimes, too. And you'll see her legs like she's running. She'll move them like she's not a full run. But they'll run for a little bit, and then they'll stop, and then they'll run for a little bit more, and then they'll stop. They're fun to watch. What else you got for us this evening, John?
About it. I just thought I'd stretch this out and see if anybody else will show up.
Okay, we're going to see if we got anybody else. If not, we're going to shut it down. Any other stations, one last chance, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. KJ4HIA Gene, I check in Robbie, KJ4KOX, Greenville, and we are downtown, no traffic, no comments.
Is that before DJW? KJ4LRD, reach before Lima Romeo Delta, Lord and Pendleton, and I'll be negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HIA. That's Gene. He's bringing with him KJ4KOX. That's Miss Robbie. And there in Greenville. Always good to have you on the net. Gene, tell Miss Robbie we said hello. And W4LRD, that's Lloyd over in Pendleton. Good to have you with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're having a great Monday. A great start to the week. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by and check in again tomorrow night. I'll be calling the net tomorrow night. I'm usually the last couple of Mondays and Tuesdays of the month, and we're getting close to the end of the month, so you'll hear me each Monday and Tuesday until we get another net controller that would like to pick up some empty slots. But appreciate everybody that checked in this evening. I'm going to go ahead and send in my net report now. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.